This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline Report for Wednesday. Grains jump higher to start the week. Here's Scott Shelley with the CME Group to share more on the soybean market.
March has been stuck in a one-month 65-cent kind of a whipsaw trading range. Does that mean we're building a new base to push higher? Or does that mean we're kind of running out of oxygen, running out of gas at these levels? That's what we have to keep an eye on here, right? This 65-cent whipsaw trading range we're seeing in March, this might be a time for you to kind of take a look at stuff and think, hey, are we building a new base to take off higher?
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for May closed the day up 20 and a quarter to finish at 661 and a half. March corn was up 13 and a half to close at 552 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for May were up 20 and three quarters to settle at 643 and a quarter. Portland prices for ordinary club wheat were unchanged, ranging from 740 to 755. Soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April was unchanged, ranging from 720 to 745. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for April were up 20 and 3 quarters, ranging from 768 and a quarter to 788 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for April were up 15 and a quarter, ranging from 751 and a quarter to 766 and a quarter. Live cattle for April were up 62.5 cents, closing at 125.80. March feeder cattle were down 7.5 cents to finish today at 140.77.5. March class 3 milk was up 14 cents at 16.70.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.